want to read one verse of Scripture this morning in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. One verse of Scripture in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Read that verse with me, would you? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You can be seated. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be in the house of God. And Lord, today we know and are sure that you want to work in our midst. We know and are sure, Lord, that you said where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Our Father, this morning we pray for Brother Don as he preaches over today, Lord, at Brother Ed Dillo's church at Rock Springs. God bless Brother Don. Bless the congregation. Bless Brother Ed, Lord. Pray for Brother Steve as he preaches at Darthula today. For Brother Coulter, Lord, as he raises his support and goes into the prisons and the schools, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, you bless him. And Lord, I ask you today to clothe us in our calling. Help us, Lord, that we might see something, our Lord, that would encourage us along the way. There's so much in the world, our Father, to discourage us. Help us, Lord, to be encouraged. David encouraged himself in the Lord. God, as we look in the Scripture today, I pray you'd encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yesterday morning, the Lord began to stir in my heart about a thought. The last two Sundays we've been preaching, the first message came out of the middle chapter in the Bible, and we called the message in the middle of it all. And then last Sunday we preached out of the middle two verses in the Bible and called the message in the middle of it all. This morning, with God's help, I want to draw your attention to Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1 and preach on this subject, in the beginning of it all. I believe with all of my heart that if a person gets this right in their heart and in their life, that it'll help them so much. I believe a nation that gets this right, it'll help them so much on down the way. And I'm wanting us to see some things that at first glance you might not think about in verse number 1 of chapter number 1 in the book of Genesis. But I want, as I preach today, I'm not going to say a lot about it. I'll mention it at times as God brings it to my heart. But I want to call your attention to two things: the foundation and the faith. The foundation and the faith. I believe that God, right here in Genesis chapter 1, lays a foundation for the rest of the Bible. I believe he lays a foundation for our lives. If we get this right, then we're building on the right foundation. If we don't get this right, then we're building on sinking sand, and the house is going to fall one day after a while. I believe the same goes for a nation. If you build on the rock, amen, the house will stand. Truth will stand. My daddy used to have a saying. He said, "Son, the truth will stand when the world's on fire." And I believe that's a truth, amen, that it will stand. And so this morning I want to, if I could for just a little while, magnify a few things here in this verse. Some are easily seen, and some we'll look throughout the Scripture and see that God surely intended for them to be included when you're talking about in the beginning of it all. I was sitting talking to the men this morning and going back, talking about when the Lord saved me in my heart and in my mind and how things changed. A lot of people would say, "Well, when's your birthday?" And I'd say, "December 31st, 1959. They'd say, "Well, that was the beginning of it all." Actually, there was a beginning before the beginning. Say amen. I believe it's a shame. It's a crying shame that there's so many people upset that there's a possibility that we might stop murdering babies by the millions. Amen. While I was in my mommy's womb, that nobody saw a beginning. It's not dated until December the 31st. But I tell you, with God, I had a beginning before the beginning. But I want to tell you this. On February 22nd, 1987, I had another beginning. And that was when I was born again, when I trusted Jesus as my Savior. And beloved, listen, that is truly the beginning of life. Amen. I want you to see several things here today, and I need to get started. Miss Eve's, one of her favorite sayings is, let's go so we can get back. So let's go so we can get done. Amen. Get finished. I'm telling you, this English teacher's killing me. Amen. Amen. All right. The first thing I want us to see is the Creator. The Bible said, in the beginning, God. I'm glad that we know who the Creator is. Listen, the Word of God said in Psalm 33, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. He spake it into existence, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let the inhabitants of the Lord stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of the heart to all generation. Look at verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Beloved, listen. And the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. When you get Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1 right, a lot of things just begin to fall into play. Amen. We have respect for our fellow man. We know how to love our family. By the way, beloved, there's an organization going on in America that wants to destroy the nuclear family. You want to know why? There's no fear of God before their eyes. They don't believe in the beginning God created and that God ordained the family before he ever ordained the church. Amen of the living God. God loves the family. The Word of God said in Psalm 102, and of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of thy hands. And then the Word of God said in Psalms 11:3, this is what's going on, beloved. Listen, listen. This Marxist movement that's hit the shores in America, the Bible said if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? They're doing their best to destroy the foundation. In the beginning of it all, God said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I believe that, don't you? I love this. I sent this to Brother Brian yesterday. I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him. This paragraph, the biologist Edward Conklin, speaking of evolution, he stated the probability of life originating by accident. You'll like this. Let your mind go to the print shop at Rock of Ages, Brother Colder, for just a minute. Here's what his quote was. He said, he talked about the probability of life originating by accident. He said this. He said, it's comparable to the probability of an unabridged dictionary originating from an explosion in a print shop. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I'm not mixed up about it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning of it all. The second thing I want you to see is the creation. We're going somewhere this morning. Stay with me a minute. The creation. In the beginning, God created. Listen, there's a creator and there's a creation. And you know where people are mixed up? They're hugging the trees instead of the one that made the trees. Amen? They'll rob a farmer of the water that he needs to water his crops because they're trying to take care of a little smelt. We've lost our mind, and we're worshiping and serving the creation, the creature, more than the creator. God is to be worshiped. The creation, in the beginning, God created. Listen, I believe this. I believe when God said 6 days, it's 6 days. Amen. How many days are there in a week? Are there 7,000 or 7 billion? No, there's 7 days.
And we set aside, beloved, listen, a day to rest. It was the Sabbath day in the Old Testament, amen. The seventh day, and we say, preacher, why we try to rest on Sunday? We worship because he rose again on the first day of the week. Amen. But God knew that, listen, mankind needed a day in a week to rest. God knew that. So day one, God made night and day. Day two, God made the sky and the sea. Day three, he made the land and the vegetation. Day four, he made the stars, the sun and the moon. Day five, he made the sea creatures, the fish and the birds. On day six, he made the animals and mankind. And on day seven, he said, boy, that's good. I'm just going to rest a while. Hallelujah. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, listen. Listen, what I'm preaching this morning is not taught in our schools anymore. You know what's being taught? Let every man do that which is right in his own eyes. You're your own God. No, you're not. If God lets me preach what I think I'm going to preach next Sunday, you're going to find out, beloved, you're not going to stand before your own God. You're going to stand before the God that started it all right here. In the beginning, God created. We see the Creator. We see the creation. Now here's what a lot of people would miss. If you don't study your Bible, they would miss this. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse number 1, in the beginning of it all, you see the Christ. You say, Pastor, I don't understand how you can get that. Well, let me turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8 for just a moment. Would you do that with me? Proverbs chapter number 8. That's a pretty easy book to find, I think, right after the book of Psalms. Amen? You'll get that after a while. Proverbs chapter number 8. And I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture here, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. The Bible said, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice. Do you see that there? Do y'all remember over in the book of Corinthians, where the Word of God said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. When you see wisdom in chapter number 8 in the book of Proverbs, a lot of people wouldn't understand, but we're going to get to see Jesus. We're going to get to see Christ. He's made unto us wisdom and sanctification, righteousness and redemption. Look with me if you will, beloved. Listen, in chapter number 8, and let's start here in verse number 20. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Watch this now. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. There's the word. In the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting. From the beginning, or ever the earth was. The Word of God said, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. Then there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet they had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, and the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Please look at this. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and the delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Beloved, I have just read to you a description of Jesus Christ in the beginning with God the Father before the foundation of the earth was ever laid. You see, beloved, the Son of God in the midst of it all. You can't get past it. He's made unto us wisdom. Beloved, the Word of God said in Colossians chapter 1, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Stay with me, listen. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him, who's this talking about here? It's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body. Hallelujah. You can't mistake it. It's Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Right there in the beginning, He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. Beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. I say praise God this morning. Hey, no wonder if you get it right in the beginning, it'll be right all the way through the book. But you miss the beginning, beloved. And you know what you'll do? You'll be lining up with some of them people that say Jesus is a created being, a brother of the devil. Help me. Beloved, you see, the Jesus of the Bible is not a created being. He's the Creator. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. By Him were all things made that were made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light, praise God, shined in this darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same was sent to bear witness of that light. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. You know why John had it right? In the beginning, God. It wasn't in the beginning, John. It was in the beginning, God. If we get that right, beloved, in the beginning of it all, it'll help us in our life. Thank God this morning. We see the Creator. We see the creation. We see the Christ. We see something else in chapter number 1, in verse number 1 in the book of Genesis. You say, Pastor, you can't possibly see this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you see it, then you'll understand the Word of God, beloved. Listen, I saw the Creator. I saw the creation. I saw the Christ. Now I see the cross. You say, Pastor, you can't look in that verse number 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You can't see the cross. Well, what happens when you get to John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Where'd He give Him? I said, where'd He give Him? He gave Him upon the cross of Calvary, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave me a thought this week, and I want to share it with you. Beloved, thinking about the cross. Well, in the latter part of Revelation 13:8, the Word of God said the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. I've said this before, and I'm not just trying to be cute. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God didn't say, whoops. He didn't say, what do we do now? I like what, I think Curtis Hudson said this years ago. I'm not sure if it was original with him. But he said this, and this would help every one of us. God only knows what we're going to face before we leave this world. But Curtis Hudson said this, did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurs to God? Did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurs to God? Beloved, if we believe Genesis 1:1, and we believe in that verse, you can see the Creator, you can see the creation, you can see the Christ, and you can see the cross. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. I want to give you something. I never thought about this before. I never thought about it. Luke chapter 14, I'm going to read it to you. Verse 28 and following. For which of you, you've heard the story, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost? Now, I know enough about my Lord to know this. Brother Gary, he don't want you and I to do something that he wouldn't do. God, before the foundation of the world, knew he was going to build something. You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. Oh, no, no. Stay with me just a minute. Let me read the rest of this. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost? What God was going to build, he knew was going to cost. It wasn't going to cost him a little. It wasn't going to cost him a lot. It was going to cost him his life. Watch what I'm getting at. He said, whether you have sufficient to finish. Let's happily, after he laid the foundation, Genesis 1:1, and is not able to finish it, all the behold began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Glory to God. That gives new meaning to what Jesus said on the cross of Calvary when he cried, it is finished! But what we don't understand, what was finished that day was not started when they scourged him. It was started before the foundation of the world. Before God ever made the hills. Before God ever made the valleys. Maggie, where'd you go, honey? You and Jess, you here? Did they leave? Where they at? Over there they are. They moved on me. I was texting your dad yesterday morning, and I told him that I was in my stand with the Odal windows in it. Brother Brian and Sister Kim years ago took out old windows and put in new windows. He said, Pastor, you need them. I said, yeah, I'll put them to use. You say, man, you go and hunt out of a stand that's got windows in it. Yeah, it's got a heater in it, too. It's usually got a couple thermos bottles in it, too. My grandson asked me one time if I was going to put a bedroom on it. I said, no, I just push the chair back and lay down the bottom of it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. This right here, when Jesus said it's finished, the cost had been counted before he ever came as a babe into that manger. He already knew the price that he was going to pay for your sin and for mine. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say you're John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say, here's the question for you this morning, not Sam, who do they say I am? Who do you say I am? Watch this now. And Simon Peter, oh, he's criticized. And he made some mistakes. You want to know something? That's evidence he is doing something. Heard a story one time about a man in a plant, in a factory. Everything that went wrong, they blamed it on him. One Friday, the boss came out and he had one check. He gave it to the man that everything was blamed on. The rest of them said, what are you doing? Said, evidently, he's the only one doing anything around here. If you do anything, you're going to make some mistakes. Now, I'm going to tell you one mistake that Peter didn't make. You listen to me. He didn't miss Jesus. Jesus said, who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Simon Bar-Jonah, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Glory to God. Jesus knew in the beginning he was going to build a church, and he counted the cost, and he paid the price. But you and I could be in that church. Who do men say that I am? It really doesn't matter. Who do you say? He is. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the beginning of it all, there's the Creator. There's the creation. There's the Christ. In the beginning of it all, there's the cross. Now I want you to see this, and I'm done this morning. I just looked at the clock, and praise God, that may be a factual statement. Most of the time when I say I'm done this morning, you all know morning has well nigh passed. You say, preacher, how come you going to get done so early? Because God started early. Between Brother Aaron only singing one song. Coulter only taking one dip out of the offering plate. Boy, I hope none of your supporting churches listen to this. I was going to let Coulter read my text this morning. I thought, no, I better not do that. I see the cross. But here's something I really want to talk to you about for just a few minutes. I see the Christian. Who is the Christian? The Christian is the one that believes that, Brother Rose. The one that believes that the Creator is who He says He is. The Christ is who He says He is. The cross paid the price so He could build a church for the glory of God. I got to thinking about something. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11 for just a moment. My mind last week, especially yesterday, it just began to just race. How important is in the beginning of it all? Well, what difference does it make? Brother Rose, here's the difference it makes. Heaven or hell? Oh, you say, Pastor, it can't be that serious. Oh, yes, it is. Watch this now. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 3, the Word of God said, through faith, y'all remember now that the Bible said in verse number 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Y'all remember that the Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Y'all remember that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch this now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Honey, you ain't going to get to Calvary until you get creation settled. And you realize as one of God's creation, one of God's creation, you're going to stand before that God one day after a while. The Word of God said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You say, well, preacher, how did God make the stars? The stars. How did God make the light? Let there be light. How did God make a man? He reached down into the dust of the earth. He made a man, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The cow's not a living soul. People starving to death because they're afraid that cow might be their grandmother. Somewhere, sometime, somebody turned their back on the Creator and began to worship the creature. And now you got whole nations following suit. The Word of God said, the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The Christian, we believe that God spake. You say, preacher, there ain't nobody's word that powerful. You wait till he comes back, honey, in the revelation. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp. And Brother Griswold, he's going to remind us on his vesture, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And beloved, the Word of God is going to be written right there to remind everybody. The same word by which they had an opportunity to be saved will now stand in judgment. The Christian is the one who says, you know what? I didn't make myself. Psalm chapter 100, not many people read it in this context, but here it is. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're His people, and we're the sheep of His pasture. Praise God this morning. Through faith, we understand. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness. He was righteous. He brought the blood. Cain brought the fruit out of the garden, the vegetables, the things that he had grown. He couldn't even have done that without God. But God was going to require blood. I'm going to give you something. Listen, this is how God dealt my heart. Y'all remember Genesis chapter 3. I believe there's a reason that evolution's being hammered the way that it is in our schools and in our colleges. You say, preacher, how do you know about the colleges? Just what I've heard. You'll get that after a while. I believe this is the reason it's being hammered. I want you to think about what the devil, he's cast out now. He was an archangel. He's cast out because of his pride. He's cast down from heaven. There was a multitude that went with him that rebelled. And I want you to think about old Slewfoot when he entered into the serpent. What was the first thing that he went to work on in the life of Eve? Her faith. Listen, I never thought about it this way before. But he's the one that came and said, yea, hath God said? Listen. Eve didn't read it in a Bible, Brother Grizzle, that don't eat of that tree. She got it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Right from the Creator's mouth. Of all the trees in the garden, thou mayest eat thereof. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat of that. So the very first thing, now listen to me, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm seeing a Christian in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. Because if we don't believe that, we don't believe any of the rest of it. But if we believe that, it points us to the cross. It points us to the Christ. It points us to the Creator. It causes us to want to thank God for the creation, not worship it. Amen. And so, he starts by trying to put a question mark. And by the way, you can sit on a pew in a fundamental Baptist church, and if people in this room would be honest, he's tried to put a question mark in your life at times too. He said, did God really mean that? Sometimes we fast, sometimes we pray. Sometimes things don't go the way that we think they ought to go. Here comes old Slewfoot. Did God really mean that? Am I right or am I wrong? There are people that wrestle with their salvation. I'm not downing you if you wrestle with it. I do thank God I don't wrestle with it. I got enough to wrestle with. But it's settled in Christ. I am in Christ and He's in me. Listen to me. It wasn't enough that old Slewfoot come along. You say, Pastor, why are you standing down there? Because he's already had COVID. I'm telling the truth. I probably wouldn't be down here if somebody else was sitting on their front pew. And if you give it to me, I'm going to whoop you. No, I'm just kidding. You know what Brother Colder just said in his heart, don't you? Get you some help. It wasn't enough, Brother Gary, that he wanted her to doubt. Then he comes along and wants her to deny. First, doubt the Word of God. You want to know, listen to me carefully. You want to know why a lot of young people leave churches just like this and go off to school and come back and never find themselves in church again? I'll tell you why. Genesis 1:1 ain't real to them. They might have mommy's faith. They might have daddy's faith. But they don't have scriptural faith. If you have scriptural faith, it'll cause you like that little boy that I hauled to church on the bus, 14 years old, his Bible down under there on top of his books. I taught those kids, I said, carry your Bible to school if you read it. If you don't read it, don't be a hypocrite. But if you're not ashamed of it and you read the Word of God, put it on top of your books and carry it to the schoolhouse. That woman got up and taught in that science class that we came from monkeys. And she made the mistake at the end of the class. She said, anybody got anything you want to say? This is what Jamie Ray, that's his name, Jamie Ray. Jamie told me the first time I ever heard the joke, when a bug hit the windshield of the van, was taken to use somewhere, he looked over at me and he said, Brother Rick, he ain't got the guts to do that again. I never have forgot that. He was fun to be around. Jamie reached under, got that Bible, and he stood up and he held that Bible up. You'll like his culture in class. He said, I'd like to say, this book says, in the beginning, God created. He said this, I believe this book. Put it right back on top of his book. He said, that's some good preaching right there. In the beginning, God created. Are you one that old Slewfoot's trying to get to doubt the Word of God? To deny the Word of God? Beloved, in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I see the Creator. I see the creation. I see the Christ. I see the cross. And I see the child of God, the Christian. I remember the first time I got ashamed of my sin, sitting alone. I didn't have a condominium in the woods. I was sitting back up under a tree that had fell into the top of another tree, trying to keep the snow from going down my collar. And I remember how ashamed I was for using God's name in vain. The Spirit of God met with me right there that day. And I won't go into all the story because you wouldn't believe it if I did. But the Spirit of God let me know that day, without a shadow of a doubt, there was hope for my life, Brother Aaron. That He could take my life and make something out of it. You say, what happened that day? I'll tell you what happened. I didn't get saved. But I'll tell you, the creature had an encounter. Amen. with his creator. Can I ask you this question? This is personal. How many of y'all had an encounter with the creator before you ever got saved? He's so merciful. That's in the middle of it all. The mercy of God. In the beginning of it all. Praise the Lord this morning. Whom do men say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias. Who do you say I am? Peter, as was his nature, jumped to the forefront. Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad I know that he was a prophet, Brother Wayne, but much more than a prophet. He was a priest. He is a priest, but much more than a priest. He's a king, and even more than a king. The Word of God said that in all things he might have the preeminence. Who do you say he is? Who do you say he is? Does he have the preeminence in your life? That goes back to, you remember the hub and the spokes? One man said like this one time. He said he likened it to our lives to a house filled with rooms. And he said there's 10 rooms, and 9 out of the 10 rooms, the sign on the door says, welcome, Lord. Welcome, Lord. But the 10th room has a sign hanging on the door that says, do not enter. I'm going to tell you something right now. You can think that way if you want to. He's already in the room. We can't hide anything from him. Not nary thing. I don't know how you spell nary, but I like the word. Not nary thing can you hide from our Lord. He knows the beginning from the end. I praise the Lord. I forgot to put this in my notes, but I wanted to mention it. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In the beginning of it all, let's pray together.